Yud Adar Rishon, Monday the 10th of February, Rabbi Arya Masha. Where were the Kalim for the Mizbeach Hazor?
Shalom Aleichem. The title reads, "Where are the Kalim for the Mizbeach Hazor?" Now this is not going to be a report on the latest archaeological discoveries about the location of the Kalim today. That's not my area of expertise. But what we're going to discuss is, where are they in the Pesukim? Where are the Kalim of the Mizbeach Hazor mentioned in the Pesukim? What we mean is like this. If you look at the meaning of this week's Sedra, Parshas Vayakel, Parshas Kisisa, sorry. There's a parsha of Shemen HaMishcha. Hashem told Moshe to make a special type of Shemen with certain psalmim, and to take this Shemen and be Moshech all the Kalim in the Mishkan. And with this Meshicha, by putting this special Shemen on the Kalim, they got their status of Klishoris and the kosher to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan. And the Pasuk lists out exactly which Kalim need Meshicha. That's the Mishkan itself. The Oren. The Shulchan, and all the Kalim of the Shulchan. The Hainu, the Shulchan itself needs Meshicha, and then the Shulchan has its own, let's call them accessories. The Shulchan has Kalim. There are other Kalim which are used to do the Avodah which is required on the Shulchan. Ves HaMenorah, Ves Keleho. You have to be Meshicha to the Menorah, and the Kalim of the Menorah. Again, there's the Menorah itself. And then the menorah has accessories. There are other kalim which are used for the lighting and cleaning of the menorah. Ve'es mizbech akteiros, and the mizbech akteiros, the mizbech azov, and there's no mention of any kalim with the mizbech. And the pasuk carries on. Ve'es mizbech ha'ola, that's the mizbech anachishes outside of the chotzer, which all the kabbonis were bought on. Ve'es kol kalov, again with the mizbech ha'ola, there are kalim. For some reason or other, the Mizbeach HaKeteres does not seem to have any Kalim. And this is a theme which seems to repeat itself again and again throughout these parashas. Right in this week's parasha, Hashem says, Re'ikir osu b'shem b'tzalel ben uri v'nchu l'mata Yehuda. And I told him, V'osu eskol asher tzvisicha. And the Torah lists out exactly what should be made. Es ohel moed, ves ha'oron ha'edus, es ha'shulchan, ves kelov. Again, Mizbeach HaKeteres has no Kalim. In Parshas Vayakel, now Moshe Rabbeinu is giving over to Klal Yisrael the instructions. Es Aron ve'es Badov, Es HaShulchan ve'es Badov ve'es Kol Kelov, Ve'es Menorah Samoi ve'es Keleho, Ve'es Mizbeach HaKeteres ve'es Badov, no Kalim. Ve'es Mizbeach Ha'ilo ve'es Kol Kelov. And again, Pekudei twice. Every time the Torah lists out exactly what we need for the Mishkan, the Shulchan has Kalim. The Menorah has Kalim. The Mizbeach HaNechishes, the Mizbeach HaOla has Kalim. And for some reason or other, the Mizbeach HaKeteres does not seem to have Kalim. And in fact, not only when the Torah lists that out, but going back to Parshas Truma, when the Torah describes the Asiya of each and every Kali, the Torah there speaks out quite clearly the accessories which go with each keli. Start with the shulchan. The Torah says, make a shulchan. And then the Torah says, v'asisa ka'arisov, make the ka'arisov, the baking trays with which the lechem aponim were baked in. Kaposov, the spoons which the levoina was sitting on the shulchan. Kososov and nachiyosov was the whole system of the supports and pipes with which the lechem aponim sat on the shulchan. Zohar, Toi, all these Kalim, these are the Kalim made together with the Shulchan, with which one can do the Avodah of the Lechem Aponim. That's the Kalim of the Shulchan. Then the Menorah, the Torah says, make the Menorah, Zohar, Toi, Umal Kocheha, Umach Toiseha, Zohar, Toi. The Torah speaks out to make it's the accessories of the Menorah, Umal Kocheha, the tweezers to adjust the wicks, Umach Toiseha, or some little shovel to take out the ash. That's the Kalim of the menorah. The end of Parshas Truma, we have the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, the Asisa of the Mizbeach HaTzishitim. Again, the Asisa of Sirisa, together with the Mizbeach HaMik Sirisa, those are bowls for the ash, the Yav, shovels, Mizrakosov, or other types of bowls for to be Mekabel the Dam and to be Zerik the Dam on the Mizbeach, Mizlagosov, or forks with which to turn over the meat which is burning on the Mizbeach to make sure it gets properly burnt, or Machtosov, all another whole list of kelim to make out of nechoshes to go with the mizbeach ha'olah, mizbeach nechoshes. In Parshas, the end of last week's sedra, Parshas Tetzave, when the Torah gives the mitzvah of vasisa mizbeach miktakatoyos, the mitzvah of making the mizbeach ha'azav, the mizbeach ha'katoyos, it talks about making a mizbeach, and there's no mention of any kelim.
It had a ladle, and there were ladles, materials.
Oh, so first of all, where am I coming from? Who says there were kelim for the Mizbeach HaKeteres? Maybe all these psukim indicate that there were no kelim for the Mizbeach HaKeteres. So first of all, in Mishnais, in Tomid, it describes the process of being Makti Keteres. It's quite clear. There were various, there's a teni and a kuz, different kelim which we need, with which they carried the Keteres in to the Oil Moed, and from which they were offered up the Keteres. Also in psukim, in our parshas, I couldn't find anywhere a remez for any kelim for the Mizbeach Hazav. However, in the end of Parshas Bamidbar, Hashem gives the mitzvah that when Klal Yisrael in the Midbar are going to travel, we have to dismantle the Oil Moed. And the Torah says, before the Levim come in to carry off the Mishkan, that was their job to carry the Mishkan, before the Levim come in, the Aaron and the Kohenim should come in to cover over all the various kelim of the Mishkan and put them in their appropriate coverings, and then the Levim come and take them off. And there it says quite clearly about the Va'al Mizbech Azav Yifusu Begetcheles. They cover the Mizbech Azav, that's the Mizbech HaKeteres, with the Begetcheles and a Michsa Eretochash. V'lokhu as Kol Klei HaShoyitz. They shall take all the klishois asher yishalsu von bakodesh with which they do the avodah in the Mishkan. The nosnel begat chelis. Says Rashi, what are these klishois referring to? As kol kli yishalsu asher yishalsu von bakodesh, says Rashi, v'hein klei hakatoyos, the kelim of the katoyos shemshalsim behem mizbeach apnimi. So here we see quite clearly there are kelim of the mizbeach hazav, there are klei katoyos, and they do get mentioned in Parshas Bamidbar. For some reason or other, in our parshas, in Truma, Tetzave, Vayakil, Pekudei, every single time we list out all the kelim, there's kelim for the Shulchan, there's kelim for the Menorah, there's kelim for the Mizbeach HaOlah. The Mizbeach HaKeteres does not get a mention, any of the kelim don't seem to mention any kelim for the Mizbeach HaKeteres. The question is, why not? There's another Ha'ara, which all the Rishonim really talk about. In Parshas Truma, is Be'ikah talking about the construction of the Mishkan, the Kelim, which were made in the Mishkan, the Aron, the Shulchan, the Menorah, the Mizbeach, the Kroshim, the Urias. Parshas Tetzave is mainly talking about the Big Dikuna. For some reason or other, the Mizbeach HaKeteres is not mentioned in Parshas Truma. It gets left till the end of Parshas Tetzave. This is the Ramban talks about it, other Rishonim talk about it. There's a big nidden in the Mephoshim why the Parsha of Mizbeach HaKeteres is left to Parshas Tetzave and is not mentioned in Parshas Truma together with the other Kelim. There are many Mahalkim to explain this. The Meshech Chochma and the Maril Diskin both say the same Mahalach, and I just saw brought down already from the Yalek Tana, who is a Kadman, who says exactly the same Vot, to explain why the Mizbeach HaKeteres was left over till the end of Parshas Tetzave. And the Yisoid they say is comes from a Gemara in Zvachim Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara there says, Mizbeach Shaneka, if the Mizbeach is for some reason or other, it's been uprooted, it's not there, it's not in its place, Maktirin Keteres Bim Kremit. You can still be makir the keteres, the mitzvah of keteres every day, fast b'shachis, fast b'nevayim. You can still be makir the keteres even without the mizbeach. B'makim ha-mizbeach, you can put a macht or a shovel full of coals on the floor, and the makim ha-mizbeach, and be makta the keteris there, even without the mizbeach. And the Gemara has certain kashas from different amiroim, and the Gemara says, that's what Rashi at least learns from the Gemara, that this halacha is a special halacha by the mizbeach ha-keteris. Mizbeach ha-keteris, which was used for ha-keteris ha-keteris, if it's not there, you can still be makta the keteris even without the mizbeach, in the makim of the mizbeach. However, the Mizbeach HaNechishas, or the Mizbeach HaOyla, which is outside in the Chotzer, which that was used for being Maktir, all the other Karbonis, the Oylos and all the other Zvachim, and Menachos, they were all offered up on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and the Mizbeach HaNechishas. If that's not there, you can't be Maktir of Karbonis. The Mizbeach HaNechishas is vital for the Hakavos HaKarbonis. Whereas Mizbeach HaZov, for the Keturis, if it's there, you're makti victorious from Mizbeach Azov. If it's not there, you can still be makti victorious without the Mizbeach. Mizbeach Shanaka, Maktirin, Keturis bin Kremi. Right, the Shgros says that was in the Vishnu Mikdash because Nakdash is mocking. Says the Meshach Chochma and the Maldiskin that's why the Mizbeach Azov was left out of Parshas Truma. And it was only written down in Parshas Tetzaveh. Because Parshas Truma only mentions the kelim which are integral to the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. It only mentions the kelim without which one couldn't function, one couldn't do the regular avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. Therefore, the shulchan, the menorah, the mizbeach nechoshes, these are all mentioned in Parshas Truma because without them, I couldn't light the menorah without the menorah. We couldn't have lechem aponim without a shulchan, and we couldn't be makriv kavonis without the mizbeach nechoshes. However, mizbeach akateres. Nishkefadach, if it's left out, we can have the normal function of the Karbonis, of the Keturis, without the Mizbeach HaZov and Mizbeach HaKeturis. Therefore, that gets left till the end of Parshas Tzav. Taking this idea a bit weiter, L'chei one could say that if the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the Mizbeach HaOyla, is Ma'akev, It's vital for bringing Karbonis. So the only way to be makriv Karbonis on is that if you have a Mizbeach HaNefeshes, then those Kelim are taka part. The Kelim which are used for makriv Karbonis are linked to the Mizbeach. Because the only way to be makriv Karbonis are on the Mizbeach. Therefore those Kelim get a status of Klei HaMizbeach. The Kelim used the Mizrach to be Zorik the Dam. The mizlogos to turn over the emurim on the mizbeach, without a mizbeach they have no purpose at all. Therefore, those kelim are associated with mizbeach, they have a shame klei hamizbeach, and that's why whenever we talk about the mizbeach hanachoshes, the mizbeach hanachoshes has kelim, because those kelim, their function is only there when the mizbeach is there. The same thing is with the menorah. The menorah has kelim because the menorah can only be lit when the menorah is there. So the kelim are associated, they have a shaykhus to the menorah, they are klei ha-menorah. And again with the shulchan, you can't have lechem haponim without a shulchan. So that all the kelim which are used for the purpose of the lechem haponim have a shaykhus to the shulchan. They are called klei ha-shulchan, because their only function is when there's a shulchan there. Masha'enke in the kelim which are used for being makti keteris are not considered kelim of the mizbeach keteris. Because since I can be makti keteris, even if I don't have a mizbeach, if the mizbeach is not there, I will still be makti the keteris. Mizbeach shanaka maktirin keteris bim koimoi. So these kelim are klei ha-keteris, but they are not klei ha-mizbeach. Because they have the purpose and they have the function even if the mizbeach is not there. So l'chei, that's why all the way through the parashas we find that the shulchan has kelim, the menorah has kelim, The Mizbeach HaNechushes has Kelim, because these Kelim only have a purpose when the main Keli is there. Therefore they are called Klei HaMizbeach, Klei HaMenorah, and Klei HaShulchan. Whereas the Kelim which are used for Haktoras Keturis are not Klei HaMizbeach, because they can bring the Keturis without the Mizbeach. They are Klei Keturis, not Klei HaMizbeach. It could be an afgemina efshar lemaisa with this idea that the kelim used to be makriv keteris are considered clear HaKetoyos. The Kelim can be mapped to HaKetoyos, but they're not connected to the Mizbeach Hazav. They're not called clear Mizbeach. We find that all the Kelim, which are accessories to a main Kelim, are always made out of the same material that the main Kelim comes from. The Kelim of the Menorah is Umakhecheha Umakhteseha Zahav Tohu. The Menorah is made out of Zahav, so the Kelim which come with the Menorah are made out of Zahav. The Kelim of the Shulchan, again, the Shulchan is at least covered in Zahav, so the Kelim the Kelim which are accessories to the Shulchan are made out of Zahav in the same way as the Shulchan is made out of Zahav. The Kelim on the Mizbeach Hanachoshes, Vasisa Sirisov, Ledashni, Vyav, Umizakosov, Umizagosov, Umachtosov, Lechol Kelov, Tase, Nachoshes. In the same way that the Mizbeach itself, the Mizbeach Ha'ilah, is made out of Nachoshes, so those Kelim which are accessories to the Mizbeach Ha'ilah are made out of Nachoshes just like the Mizbeach. What material were the Kelim for Keturis made out of? So we don't know what they're made out of because they're not mentioned in the Pasuk before. But according to what we've suggested, that the reason why they're not mentioned in the Pasuk, because the Kelim for Keturis are not considered Kelim of the Mizbeach. They don't belong to the Mizbeach. They're Kelim for Haktoras Keturis, which can be used even if the Mizbeach is not there. And it's possible that this Kelim Taka would not need to be made out of Zov. Although the Mizbeach HaKeturis is made out of Zov, the Kelim for the Keturis are not associated with the Mizbeach. They're Kelim for Keturis. There might not be any halacha to make them out of Zav Dafka. Just this morning, somebody asked me, Pshat and Rashi. Rashi, at the beginning of Parshas Truma, the Pasuk speaks out all the different materials which Klal Yisrael was supposed to donate. Kol Ish Asher Yidvenu Liboy. And the list starts off Zahav, Vachesef, and Nechushes. So Rashi is bothered about the term Kesef used in the Pasuk, that the Klal Yisrael Kidu donated after the Rotsam Ritzon HaMatoiv silver. So Rashi, the silver in the Mishkan was not actually what people gave out of their own free will. They gave a Machzis HaShekel, each person had to give exactly a Machzis HaShekel, and that silver was used to make the Adonim. And the Pasuk in Pekudei speaks out exactly the Cheshbon, 600,000 people, is so and so much kesef, and it was used for exactly what it was used for. So where does silver come in into the Nidvas HaMishkan, which would imply an Adava, Nidivus Lev, however much they wanted to give? Says Rashi, Zav HaChesef HaNachishes, Kulam Bo Ben Adava, Ish Ish Mashanad VeLiboy, Chutz Ben HaKesef Sheba, Beshove, Machzis HaShekel B'chol Echad. Zav and Kesef and Nechishes were all Ish Ish Mashanot V'Libi, wherever you volunteered. Besides the Machzis HaShekel, which everyone had to give, which was used for the Adonim, there was further Kesef, which people donated out of their own goodness of the heart. Says Rashi, what did they do with this Kesef? V'Limotzinu B'chol Melechas HaMishkan Shehutzach Shom Kesef Yisa. We don't find in the Mishkan anywhere a need for more Kesef than the Kesef of the Machzis HaShekel Kesef, which was used for the Adonim. Says Rashi, what did they do with it? The rest of the silver, which was given out of their own free will, out of the goodness of the heart, what was that used with? That was used for kli shoris. Rashi doesn't tell us which kli shoris. But all the kli shoris which are mentioned in the pasuk are told exactly. The kli shoris which are used for the mizbeach and nechushes are out of nechushes. The kli shoris for the menorah were out of zav. The kli shoris for the shulchan was zav. What were these klisharis that Rashi talks about, which were made out of kesef? Maybe if we're right in saying that the kelim for the keteris, although keteris is usually offered up on the mizbeach hazav, but since you can bring keteris even without a mizbeach hazav, even if the mizbeach is not there, you can still offer up the keteris, then those kelim did not have a shaykhis to the mizbeach. They're clear keteris, not clear mizbeach, and they didn't necessarily have to be made out of gold in the same way that mizbeach was gold. Maybe those are the klisharis that Rashi was referring to. The kelim for bimakta keteris, maybe they were allowed to be made out of silver. I don't know, it's just a suggestion. We find those who say parashas keteris every day that twice in the Torah talks about being offering the keteris. Once is at the end of parashas Tetzaveh, where the Torah describes the mitzvah of making the Mizbeach HaKeturis. And then the Torah carries on, and the Torah says, what do you do with this Mizbeach? V'hikta alav aharin, Torah samim, babuike, babuike. That's one reference to be makti keturis. The Torah says, makti keturis on the Mizbeach every morning and every afternoon. In Kisisa, when the mitzvah of making the keturis is described, v'im Hashem ha-moshe kach l'chasamim, not with v'sheiz v'chalbana, v'chulu v'chulu, you should grind it fine. You should put some of it in front of the Oren. So there again, that means that's the mitzvah of bimakti keturis every day. It's very meduyuk that in the parasha of Mipash Kisiso, when we're talking about the parasha of keturis, the Torah does not even mention to put it on the mizbeach. What do you do with the keturis? Put it lifnei ha'edus, put it in the oil moed. Doesn't say anything about mizbech. Because even if mizbech is not there, you can still be mat to keturis. You don't need a mizbech for the keturis. Mitzad the keturis, the din of mat to keturis is oil moed lifnei ha'edus. That is the mark of mat to keturis. Where does the Torah mention about putting keturis in the mizbech? In the parasha of mizbech hazav, when the Torah tells you make a mizbech hazav, what do you do when you have a mizbech hazav? What do you do when you have a mizbech hazav? Then you're supposed to match the keturis on the mizbech. V'hikte alav Aaron on the mizbech, they match the keturis salmon. That is taka edin in the mizbech hazav. The mizbech hazav is the taklis of the mizbech hazav is in order that we should be able to match the keturis there. That's not halach in the keturis. The keturis needs to be hooked on the mizbech. Mitzvah the keturis, the din is v'nasato memeno lifnei ha'edus. Of it's halakha in the mizbeach to use the mizbeach for the makta keturis. Interesting is if we look back in Parshas Truma, when the Torah tells, let's say the mitzvah of light of making a menorah, the Torah describes exactly how to make a menorah. And then the Torah says, "Vasisos neiruseha shiva, make the neiris the cups on top of the menorah. Vehelos neiruseha, and Moshe should light the neiris. Vehe alei v'panei, and they should light up towards the center of the menorah." So within the parasha of making the menorah, the Torah also says, "What do you do with the menorah? You go and light the menorah." When it comes, let's say, to the parasha of the mizbeach and the mizbeach ha'ola, the Torah says, "Make a mizbeach." Make the kelim. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, what do you do with this mizbeach? It doesn't say, go and be makta on the mizbeach, all the different kavanos. And the reason behind that is very simple. That the mitzvah of hadlakas and menorah is a mitzvah, what to do, what is a mitzvah of the menorah, it's the din of the menorah, what to do with the menorah, there's a mitzvah to light this menorah. So that belongs in the parasha of making a menorah, then in that parasha belongs to the halacha, what do you do with the menorah? The din of the menorah is to light it. Whereas the Mizbech HaNechushes, it's not halacha Mizbech HaNechushes, what you do with the Mizbech HaNechushes, you put kabbonis on it. It's faket. So don't, you have a Mizbech HaNechushes. So don't mitzvah from kabbonis. In the parasha of kabbonis, the Torah says, what you do with kabbonis? The mitzvah of kabbonis is to be mat to them on the Mizbech. That's Hilchus kabbonis. That's not Hilchus Mizbech. So it doesn't have a place. There's no din in the Mizbech that the kabbonis belong on it. That's not halakha on the Mizbeach, you have to use the Mizbeach for the Kabbonis. It's halakha on the Kabbonis that the Kabbonis need to have a hakrava on the Mizbeach. So in Chumash Vayikra, when the Torah tells you to bring Kabbonis, the Torah says, what do you do with your Kabbonis? The Kabbonis get hooked on the Mizbeach. But that doesn't belong to Pasha's Truma, to the Pasha of Mizbeach, because that's not halakha on the Mizbeach, that's halakha on the Kabbonis. Whereas the Menorah, that's halakha on the Menorah, the Menorah needs to be lit. What about the Mizbeach and the Chishas? So in Mizbech Azov. So Chayy would normally want to understand that the Mizbeach Azov, Mizbeach Akteris, there's no halacha in the Mizbeach that the Mizbeach needs. The Mizbeach needs Akteris on it. You would think it belongs to Parshas Akteris, that the Akteris needs to be hooked on the Mizbeach. However, as we just mentioned before, in Parshas Mizbeach, the Torah does say, light by the menorah, the Torah says, light the menorah. In the Pasha of the Mizbech, the Torah says, V'hikdol of Ari, Keturis Sam, Babeke, Babeke. The Torah says, as we've said, because by by the Keturis, it's not halacha bechal in the Keturis, that the Keturis you have to mazbe on the makfil on the mizbeach. Because in Parashas Keturis, Takeh state, v'nasato men lefnei ha'idus, there's no din in Mitzvah Keturis to put it on the mizbeach. If the mizbeach is not there, you put it on the makom mizbeach as well. It's Takeh dafka halacha in the mizbeach, the Torah says make a mizbeach and use the mizbeach as a makom for the Keturis. It's nish medine Keturis, that's medine mizbeach, and that's where it belongs here in the Parashas Mizbeach. One more thing needs ironing out. And that is, when it comes to the Shulchan, the Torah describes how to make the Shulchan. And the Torah says, V'nasata ala Shulchan, lechem ponim lefanai tomit. The Torah says, put the lechem ponim on the Shulchan. Well, according to the way we've worked things out, one would have thought that the halacha of lechem ponim on the Shulchan, that's not Hilchus Shulchan that used it for lechem ponim. That would be Hilchus lechem ponim. But the mock, you have a carbon called lechem aponim. What do you do with the carbon lechem aponim? You put it on the shulchan. And if you look back in Parshas Emor, when the Torah says, describes the mitzvah of making lechem aponim, the Torah says, put the lechem aponim on the shulchan. Why does that belong here in the Parshas Shulchan? The Torah says, Masata ala shulchan, lechem aponim lefonai tomit. So, very briefly, without going into too much detail, but there is a Me'iri in Maseches Yuma. The Me'iri is talking about a case. The mitzvah of lechem aponim is to be mesada the lechem aponim on the shulchan on Shabbos, and it stays there the whole week. And next Shabbos, you take it off, you mak to the levina, and then it gets eaten. If the shulchan, if the lechem aponim for some reason did not get put on the shulchan on Shabbos, they didn't manage to put the lechem aponim on the shulchan on Shabbos. It was put on Tuesday for some reason. So the Gemara says lechem aponim, which is nista shaloik el chosay, the sidur halachem, the putting on the shulchan was shaloik el chosay. Is brachal doesn't get a din kedushas lechem aponim. It's violet, so it doesn't even get kedushas lechem aponim. From the Me'iri is mavua that afal pikein, there's an inyan to put those lechem aponim on the shulchan. As soon as you get a chance, put those lechem aponim on the shulchan. Why? Because the halacha of nasata la shulchan lechem tomit ponim lefanai tomit. In that case, aval is not halacha in lechem aponim. The lechem aponim need to go on the shulchan because these are not anyway kosher lechem aponim. No, so the din in the shulchan taka is a kiyum in the shulchan. The shulchan needs to have lechem aponim on it. So even though these lechem aponim are not kosher lechem aponim, shet on me, but there's a mekayim the din of nasat al shulchan lechem aponim lefonai tomit by having epes lechem aponim on the shulchan. That's a halacha taka in the shulchan needs to have on it lechem aponim. Just very quickly to finish off with a shtickle drush. By the orange state, the tzipiso is zoh of tohu, mibayis umichutz tzapenu. Cover the oren with zov, mibayis umichutz, from the inside and outside. The Gemara in Yuma, the fine base, the Gemara says that Hamachochem, who is not tuichu kibari, his inside is not like his outside, in the Hamachochem. That's not called Hamachochem, shenama, with tzipiso isoi, zohav toi, mibayis umichutz. The oren symbolizes the Hamachochem, the oren is zohav mibayis, zohav mibachutz. If it's not a Tam Chochem, it's not Teichu Gebari, that's not a Tam Chochem. So one normally understands that a Tam Chochem, Shein Teichu Gebari, means he's not a genuine person. He behaves externally one way, but inside, when he's behind closed doors, he's different. He's Echad Bepeh, Echad Beleif. But from the Gemara is Mavur quite clearly, that's not the definition of a Tam Chochem, Shein Teichu Gebari. A Tam Chochem, Shein Teichu Gebari means a Tam Chochem who does not have Yerushalayim. And the question is, why there's a Talmud Chochem who's not got Yerushalayim referred to as somebody who's not Teichu Kibari, whose inside is not the same as outside. What's that got to do with it? He can be very open about it. I'm openly, I've learned Teichu about Yerushalayim, and he can be very open about it. Why is he called Ein Teichu Kibari? Well, the Piyat is, Abba Emes, how can we have a Talmud Chochem who doesn't have Yerushalayim? We know that Chazal tell us, the Teichu, learning Torah in itself is mashmiyah of a person. It makes him into a better person. Torah revealed there is Jesus, there is Zehirus, there is Nikius, all of the gruesome madrigas and the price of Pinchas Ben Yoy, bis to Ruach HaKadosh. The Ben Shem said, Halavai oisi ozu, v'sayosi shomoru, ki amoru shupam yachzirim lemutav. Just learning Torah in itself brings a person close to Hashem. How can we have a Talmud Chochem Shem Yerushalayim? The third is, it depends how you learn Torah. Torah, if it's learned as a science, just as lip service, from an external thing, then that Torah does not have any hashpah on a person. If the Torah is learnt in a way, the Torah goes, it's getting right in the Baina. It goes right in you. It's learned with a geschmack. It's learned with a frischkeit, with a brenn. That too goes right inside a person. Then that person, that Torah is the taku, is a Torah which will change a person. That Torah is a Torah which will make a person into Torah Merel, the Jesus, the Heroes, Nekius, etc. Tosfos in Kesuvos brings up a Kanta Chazal. Ad she yispal Adam, she konsu divi Torah l'seich me'ov, zol ha'esh mispal azayin, she konsu ma'adani l'seich me'ov. If a person wants Torah to go l'seich me'ov into his kishkes, then he has to taku be a person who's not a reingeton in ganzen in Taivas Olim Hazeh. Because if he's completely busy with Taivas Olim Hazeh, then his Torah will stay from the outside. He won't be able to penetrate into inside. Is a Talmud Chacham who's Emir Yerushalayim. What's the Pshat of Talmud Chacham she Emir Yerushalayim? Because his Torah is Olim Bechutz. He didn't let the Torah, he didn't learn the Torah but often that it goes up the Seif Meof. Because he's a Talmud Chacham she Ein Torah Kibari. Bechutz he has Torah. His Torah has not gone inside. And the Torah says, no. Mibayis umichutz tetzapenu. Let the Torah penetrate right through to the inside. And that's the Emes Ham Talmud Chacham. Dov the Melech Zokten Tehillim, capital Mem. Lasis v'tzoyncha elikai chafotzti. V'seyosro v'seych mev. My own cheshek, my own shuki is to do Rotzen Hashem. Why? Because seyosro v'seych mev. I learned the Torah in such a way that eskeit harayin. Torah mev is rhyme with a flim. And therefore the Torah was mashpia on me to make me taka a better person, a hecher person, whose only Rotzen is to do Lasis v'tzoyncha elikai chafotzti.